very inspired tonight in the Lord. If you would allow me this evening, Jesus talked in parables because he told stories that oftentimes the Jews already knew. And then he put a little twist on it to teach a spiritual lesson. And I had an experience 6 weeks ago that the Lord began to talk to my heart, and I knew this meeting was coming. And the Lord gave me a message, and it didn't come easy. I want to make that real clear tonight. And I'd like to share a personal experience that the Lord used to teach me some spiritual lessons. 6 weeks ago, Ethan and I were in Malawi, and there is a mountain. It's named Mount Melange. And it is a beautiful, large granite massif. It covers 245 square miles. I have seen that mountain for over 20 years. And I've driven around it out on rural roads, going to villages. And I have stood for years in awe of this massive mountain. It's like an enormous chunk of rock coming up out of the ground. But there are multiple peaks on this mountain. It's a large mountain. It's about 8,300 feet high to 9,800 feet at its highest point. And because Ethan was going to be with me, and I kind of just put it this way, my desire to be super dad kind of overrode my common sense. And I thought, after we're done with the gospel work, and the Lord wasn't done with us, but I thought, I will take Ethan and we will climb this mountain. And I'm going to stay hid behind this pulpit now. I will say, I am number one, I'm not a hiker. And number two, I'm not in the greatest physical shape. I've had health issues, but I wanted to do it for my son. And I found myself in a very difficult place. It is in this mountain, once you get up towards the top, there are beautiful, deep gorges and rivers that run through these gorges. And it was formed as igneous rock is there. And there's valleys and basins, and at the top there's an enormous plateau of grasslands. But you don't see that till you get to the top. And so we hired a guide, $25 a day, to take us to the top of this mountain. And there is a brochure about this mountain. And on the brochure it says, and I wrote it down, it says, the first day of any hike on Melange, which makes an ascent to the plateau, is extremely steep and quite demanding. And all I can say is I think that was written to people who are already used to hiking and climbing mountains. Because I haven't climbed a mountain for a long time. And I can say, indeed, it was extremely steep. And I will say it was more than quite demanding. It was one of the most difficult physical experiences that, by choice, that I've ever had in my life. And it took us 8 hours to climb that mountain. Now, we slept at the top in a hut, at the top of the mountain. But we took 8 hours, and I will say it took me a lot longer than those of you that are hikers and are just gung-ho and in good shape. I was going to say behind the pulpit. It wouldn't take you 8 hours. But I want to say tonight, I made it by the grace of God. And on the way up, the Lord talked to me so many times climbing that mountain and gave me some spiritual lessons that I would tonight like to share a few of them. Folks, there are some mountains in our lives tonight. There are some mountains. I drove around the mountain. I never climbed it for 20 years. And there are a lot of the people that live in that area that have never conquered that mountain. But it was time to conquer that mountain. And I can say tonight, I conquered that mountain. But there are some spiritual victories. This is really a continuation of the message of the last two nights. There are some spiritual mountains, folks, that we have conquered. I know that some of you have conquered some spiritual mountains that when you looked at it, it was difficult. And it was hard, and you didn't know how you can make it. And today, looking back, you can say, by the grace of God, I conquer that mountain. But on the way up, it was difficult. And we started out, and there are beautiful, enormous tea plantations around the side of the mountain. And going up to begin, it was just a gradual ascent. And there were lots of people working in the fields and working in the tea plantation, and thought, this isn't too bad. It was just gradual sloping upward, but every time I'd look up, there's this enormous piece of rock that went up 9,800 feet in front of me. Well, after a little while, I told our guide and Ethan, I said, I'm praying the Lord would give me the spirit of Caleb. If you will turn with me to Joshua chapter 14 in the 9th verse. Caleb, as you know, was one of the ones that had an outlook of victory. We read last night. And in the 14th chapter of Joshua, maybe begin reading with the latter part of the 10th verse. Joshua said, I am this day 85 years old. I'm 85 years old. Now, I don't know if anybody here is 85 or older tonight, but that's someone that had seen some living. He had seen some things happen in his lifetime. And he said, and yet I am as strong as this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Remember, he was sent to spy out the land. And he said, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in the day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. And listen to what he said here. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. You understand, going up this mountain, I got to a place that I didn't know how I could make it. It was so hard. And it was so difficult, and you could hear me breathe. And if you were up ahead of me, you'd know where I was, because you could hear me huffing trying to get up the mountain. And there were places I came to, in my mind, I was like, I don't know if I can go on. But folks, the spirit of Caleb was, give me this mountain. There are some things tonight in some places, I believe tonight in some lives, that there are some mountains that are in our way that we need to look at tonight and say, if the Lord be with me, give me this mountain. Yeah. There have been some hurts that have taken place, folks, that are mountains in people's lives. Their life is not always easy, and everybody is not going to treat you right. And there are some deep wounds that happen in life. But folks, there have been many people that have grown bitter, and the mountain has been before them for 20 years. And they start going around it, and they start avoiding it. We're going to find alternative paths to get where we need to go, and yet there's some deep hurts and deep bitternesses. I wonder tonight if now is the time the Lord is saying, let's have that outlook of victory. Have the spirit of Caleb that we can say, Lord, if you'll be with me, it's time to conquer this mountain. It's time to get victory in this place in my life that I failed the Lord. Some things of these inward struggles. You know, there are these secret struggles that everybody has. There are struggles that people have. And folks, too often what happens is people cover them up. And they hide them, and then they go around trying to avoid them. Folks, victory is not found by avoiding our problems tonight. Victory is not going to be found by just shoving it in the back of our minds and living in that perpetual state of failure in that one area of our life. There are some mountains that by the grace of God can be conquered tonight because of what Jesus Christ came to do for us. Give me this mountain. Well, I've started up that mountain so many times and it just never worked. Outlook of victory. Folks, we can do all things through Christ tonight. And there are mountains that look insurpassable. There are things in our lives that maybe have been there for a long time, and we say it's been there. Look at this big old rock. There's no way to get over it. There is a way tonight in Jesus Christ. There is a place tonight that you can conquer the mountain. There are mountains in life, and there are some that are not saved. There are mountains that make you think you can't ever be saved. I don't know how I can ever get over this problem that's in my life. Folks, Jesus came to break down the mountains and make plains out of the mountains tonight. It's not in what you can do. It's not in how big of a sledgehammer you have tonight. It's by the power of God, the Lord can work a miracle and enable me to conquer this mountain. There is no reason you cannot be saved tonight. It does not matter how bound you have been or how many mountain peaks there are around about you. The Lord will make a way through His blood for you to conquer that mountain in your life. After you are saved, you know in life that we come up to mountains of consecration. Things that God has dealt with us about. And I'm going to go a step further here. It's not a mountain that is conquered with one trip down to the altar. The altar's a good place to start, folks. It's a good place to dedicate. It's a good place to start the journey to conquer the mountain. But there are some mountains in our lives when the Lord calls for some things that it hasn't happened overnight in my life. There's been some struggles and some things that took some days and some months for me evaluating and praying and counting the cost until I was able to come to the place that I was able by the power of God to say, yes, Lord, I'm willing to make a change in my life. I'm willing to obey You and follow You in obedience. Young people, the Lord is calling for complete consecrations tonight. But some of those consecrations, it gets close. And it's tough. I'm not going to tell you it's all easy. There are some tough mountains to climb tonight. But I also know there's a place of victory that all of us can be dedicated, consecrated people of God. When the Lord comes along and says, I want you, you've got a little bit too much of the world. Go back to that song that was sung. You're getting too close to the world. We say, but Lord, everybody's doing it. But, you know, just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean God approves of it. And then we start justifying. Am I the only one that has ever started justifying things that probably I knew wasn't really the best? And I'm not just talking about sinful things here now. Folks, there are things that will start drawing on our time and on our affections to get us a little away from God. So we're not in that place in His real strong anointing, in that fervency of love that's in our life. And then the Lord comes and says, you need to be careful here. There's some things I want you to make some changes. And say, but Lord, that's hard. A young person told me a few weeks ago, he said, if it wouldn't be difficult to serve the Lord, if, I don't know if I ought to name the three things they said or not. They said if we didn't have to worry about this, this, and this, it wouldn't be that hard to serve the Lord. But there were three mountains in this person's life. Do you know that all of us have some mountains in our life? But it doesn't mean that you have to live at the base of the mountain. There is a place that you can conquer that mountain tonight. You know, next time I see that mountain, I'm going to be able to smile and say, thank God I conquered the mountain. Amen. And you know what? If I did it, I believe probably most, if not all, of you could conquer that mountain too. Amen. You can do it. It might take some of you 10 hours. It took me 8. Some of you might be able to do it in 5, but you can conquer the mountain. Spiritually tonight, the Lord is not a respecter of persons to say, well, Brother James, you can conquer this, but I'm just left with, again, this subpar spiritual existence. No. Give me the spirit of Caleb, Lord. I can conquer that. I can forgive that person that every time I see him, I don't even have to see him. Every time I think about him, I feel some of the pain. Have you been there? Yeah. You know, that's a mountain. Yeah. And I can testify to you tonight that you can conquer that mountain. Thank you, Lord. That's a lot bigger mountain than Mount Melange, I'll tell you that. You can conquer it by the grace of God tonight. The inward struggles to be obedient to that close, holy walk that we really know the Lord when He comes and talks to us. You don't need the preacher. I know the Lord uses the preacher, but folks, the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to go home with you. And the Holy Spirit's the one that's going to really start getting in your life and pointing things out for the purpose of helping us. For the purpose of helping us and trying to lead us in the right way. Folks, we had a guide on this mountain. Do you know that you're not supposed to go up on this mountain by yourself? And there was a cost. The cost is $25 a day. But there was a guide that knew the trails. He knew the right way. And apparently there were some even more difficult places than where we went. But He knew the path to take us, to enable us to get to the top. The Holy Spirit knows tonight the path that you need to take to get you to the top. But you can get to the top. We've surveyed the land in this meeting, a little bit of it. We have an outlook now of faith and victory. Folks, it is time to put it to use and conquer the mountain by the grace of God. By the grace of God, we can go forward. But we have to have a desire. Do you know that? You have to have a desire to conquer the mountain. If you say, well, I'm just going to settle for less and I'm not going to conquer it. Folks, that mount is going to be there until the day you die. And when you stand before the judgment seat of God, you know what you're going to encounter? You're going to encounter the mountain. And the Lord's going to say, I had the power for you to conquer that mountain. And you decided it either wasn't important enough, or you decided you didn't want to, or you decided you didn't want to exert the energy. Folks, we need to conquer the mountain tonight. You don't have to do it for me. You don't have to do it for your congregation. But do it because your own experience, folks. Your eternal destiny is dependent upon you conquering the mountain tonight. Things that sometimes have been here for a long time. Struggles, problems, secret things. But there was a way that I found when I was on that mountain. One of the ways I conquered it was, and the Lord brought the scripture to me, it's found in Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. God was speaking, and He told Joshua, He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And He went on to say, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread. I want to tell you something. On top of that mountain, well, I wasn't on the top yet, but climbing up that mountain, there were literally places that we were probably going up a 70% incline. And I was holding on to grass growing out. And I say, Ethan was too. But let me tell you something about the mountain. The mountain has a way of exposing your strengths and your weaknesses. It revealed a little more of His strength and a little more of my weakness. But there were places on that mount I was holding on to grass, climbing up 70 degree angle, trying to scurry up this face of rock. Thankfully, that wasn't the whole mountain. But there were places like that. And there came a time that I'm thinking, I don't know how I can go on. Can you take one more step? I can take one more step. And you know what? I was one step further up the mountain. Folks, we're going to have to start making some steps in the right direction tonight. It's not enough for the Lord to come by our way tonight and show us, yes, I know there's a mountain in my life. If there's a mountain in your life, you are not peculiar. We all have mountains in our lives the Lord's wanting us to conquer. But we're not going to conquer the mountain all the time overnight. But we're going to have to start conquering it one step at a time. Lord, I've been at the base of the mountain. I've been looking at it for a long time. So maybe I got tired of it and I'm just turning my head. But Lord, I'm ready to face it. And I can conquer it one step at a time. Folks, there was no alternative. We stopped. I said, I've got to stop. And I laid down on this mountain, on the side of this mountain. And I just lay there and I will say, because of my health issues, some things started to kick in on my body. And I was like, Lord, I can't do this up here. I need some strength here. My body was starting to jerk. I was like, Lord, I need some strength. You know, the Lord gave me strength. Because this is the thing. There was nothing to do. I was in the middle of a mountain. And I asked him, I said, how many pours would it take to carry me down? Do you know this evening that there was no alternative? I was past the halfway point. I had to go forward. There's a song that said, I've gone too far. I've gone too far to turn back. If you even have a little bit of desire for the things of God tonight, you have gone too far to turn back. It doesn't matter how many times you have failed. It doesn't matter how insufficient or weak that you feel tonight. You can conquer the mountain. Do you believe that tonight? You believe you can conquer all of the mountains in your life spiritually? You can by the power of God. And it's not by your strength. It's by His power. And you can do it one step at a time. And I know sometimes when we're conquering the mountain, we feel like the Lord's given us some, we've made some headway. And then we feel like we've taken a step back. You know, sometimes we take two steps forward and one step back. But you do that long enough, you know what? You're going to end up on top of the mountain. So if you feel like you slid back, there were times on that mountain that we would literally, and I wasn't the only one on this one, that we would slip and slide back a little bit. Well, I slid back a little bit. I guess I need to turn around. No! You slid back a little bit. You keep going. Don't stop. Don't quit. You've gone too far to look back tonight. Gone too far. No alternative. Because you know what? Ahead, when we are on that mountain, and we may get to this later on, we've still got two more services in this meeting. But you know, there was a place I was looking for. That hut. Oh, let me tell you what. When we finally got to the top and we still had about an hour and a half walk, oh, it was so wonderful to be on top of the mountain. It was like, oh, there's the hut. It was still way off in the distance. I never knew a hut could look so good. Do you know that there is something that we're working for tonight? There is a place that we're working for something. So if you slid back a little bit, don't be discouraged. Folks, if you have failed and you think, well, everybody in the congregation says, no, I blew it. It's all right. We want you to keep coming. Yes. Keep trying. He said, well, I've prayed about this so many times, I'm just going to give up. Don't give up tonight. You can conquer the mountain this evening. Yes. There's power for you. There's strength for you. There's grace. Amen. We won't take the time, but over in Exodus 23rd chapter, in the 30th verse, we read about how the children of Israel conquered the land of Canaan. And you know, when they crossed the Jordan River, they had their possession. This is your land. But you know, they still had to fight for it. They still had to conquer it. And about the time they thought, things are pretty well conquered in my life. Remember, the scripture says the Lord sent hornets to drive more of the enemy out of the mountains. And it said in verse 30, Exodus 23 said, by little and little, I will drive them out before thee. Little by little. Folks, I believe in a God that does big things. Salvation is a big thing. The Lord has done many miracles in many of our lives here tonight. But I also acknowledge on a day-to-day basis, conquering the mountain doesn't happen overnight usually. It's a process. Little by little. Step by step. Don't be discouraged tonight. Don't always expect, well, I just want the big victory here that I don't have to battle it anymore. As long as we're in this flesh, folks, we're going to have some battles. But don't settle for less than what God has for you tonight. If it's a place of consecration and there's something the Lord's been dealing with you about. And I know how this goes because I've been there. And you kind of put it out of your mind a little bit because I don't really want to deal with that consecration. And then in the mercy of the Lord, the Spirit comes back and says, Michael, I want this from you. It's like, yes, Lord, I love you. Give me grace today. And we go on. Lord comes again. We start wrestling with it. Till finally, we turn and look at the Lord and say, Lord, I'm willing. Step by step, And little by little, I don't want the enemy to have all of these mountains in my life when I know you want me to draw closer to you. You have more power for me. There's more victory for me. Folks, it's a wonderful thing to conquer the mountain. You know, you get a little bit closer to the Lord when you conquer these mountains. You get just a little bit closer, you get a little bit higher, a little closer to the Lord. Do not be afraid of the mountains that loom in your path tonight. You can conquer them. You don't have to wait. You can take a step tonight. If the Lord's been dealing with you about forgiveness, about some secret things that you've struggled with for years until finally you may feel like resigning yourself, you can conquer that mountain. Consecrations. Maybe the Lord has something He's calling for in your life, a calling on you. And you've been, it looks too big. The Lord's not going to demand or ask something of you that He's not going to enable you to do, folks. Every mountain that is in your life, there is a... I don't have the grace for your mountain. I don't have the strength for your mountain tonight. But for the mountains in my life, if I will turn and say, Lord, I can't do it, but give me this mountain. I can do it with your help, Lord. I can take one more step. I will tell you we would stop and rest a little bit. And I would think, okay, I am ready to go. And I take about 5 steps and think, no, I'm not. And I mean, really, I was that tired. I was like, I thought I was reinvigorated. And I'd start, and I'm like, wait, this isn't working. But I've got to keep going. I made it. And folks, again, the Lord has done this for so many of us spiritually tonight.
Yes, yes.
But I've never conquered a mountain spiritually where I quit. It was because I said, as impossible as it looks, Lord, I'm going to keep going. Little by little. Step by step. And I will say that I'm someone who likes to know what to expect ahead of me. We ask the guide, it's like, okay, we'd see this peak, this big incline, and we couldn't see over it. And he'd say, well, yes, we're about, you know, the climbing after we get over this peak, it was acting like it was all going to be pretty easy. It's like, okay, if I can just get up to this peak and get up to this top, and we get up there and look ahead of us, I'm like, what did he say? There's another one right up ahead of us. And do you know, sometimes I had to almost stop looking up ahead. I can take one more step, step after step, conquering one incline after another incline. Folks, spiritually, we need to do the same thing. Sometimes we start looking, but Lord, if I consecrate this to you, then you're going to ask me to do this, or then I'm going to have to do that. Or that. Folks, that's the power of the enemy tonight. We need to look to Jesus who is leading us and guiding us, knowing I can make this peak right here. And then tomorrow when the Lord comes along and says there's something else over here, I've already conquered what's behind me, and by the power of God I can keep going forward. Amen. It was wonderful when we stopped for lunch. You know, I wasn't so interested in the food. I took my shoes off. And there was a beautiful place, just solid rock with a little stream running through it. And there were little nooks and crannies in that rock. And I put my feet in that cold mountain water, and the water was just running around its stream. It was refreshing. Do you know the Lord knows tonight, sometimes when we're conquering mountains, in our journey for the Lord, that we frankly get worn out. Does that make me less spiritual to acknowledge that tonight? Sometimes we get spiritually tired, folks. Sometimes we get worn out with just the cares of life and the burdens of life and the stresses of life. And you say, well, if your faith was strong enough, you'd never be worried about anything. Well, that'll catch up with you. Jesus Himself had to take time to get apart, to be refreshed in His Spirit. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 25. And folks, I am so thankful that conquering the mountains, it came about by taking some rest stops. And spiritually, we're not talking about not serving the Lord anymore. But God knows when we are about at the end of our time, our rope, so to speak, and say, Lord, I need some refreshment. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I've replenished every sorrowful soul. Folks, the Lord is still doing that for His people tonight. But sometimes we can put on the brave face and act like, oh, I've got all kinds of energy. And I will just say this. There were times Ethan didn't say anything, and I'm going to tell on him now. But he was glad when I said, oh, I need to rest. Because guess what? He got to rest too. Spiritually, there's nothing wrong with just coming to the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm tired. I'm worn out. And Lord, I don't want to backslide. I don't want to give up. And I don't want to let down. But Lord, I'm just tired. It may be there are some questions that you have that have just been swirling in your mind. You can't get rid of them. And you start to wonder about things. Lord, I just need some renewal in my spirit. Folks, God is in the renewing business tonight. You can still conquer your mountain, but it's all right to say, Lord, I just need some reprieve. I need some rest, Lord. And the Lord will still satiate the weary spirit and the weary soul. Because when you're tired and you keep going, you know we set ourselves up for failure when we do that? Sometimes we just need to take a step back and say, Lord, I need to rest a while. I need to rest a while. But if you keep going, pretty soon you're going to be relying on your own strength. You know what happens when we get physically tired? Our defenses are lowered, aren't they? You know, there's a lot of well-intentioned, good-intentioned people that have failed the Lord because they wore themselves out physically. Didn't get the physical rest that they needed. The defenses come down, and in a weak moment, they gave in to temptation. Tonight, when we start feeling that weary in our spirit, it's a good time to come and say, Lord, I want to conquer the mountain. But we can only conquer the mountains by learning when we need to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I need renewed. I need renewal. And the scripture says, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Folks, He is still giving power to the faint. If you're feeling faint and weary tonight, and if you will just wait on the Lord and look to Him, folks, He has something good for you. Now, we not only had a guy, but Ethan told me when we started out on this trip, he said, I want to carry my own stuff. So we had to take sleeping bags, and we had to take food, we had to take water. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if I've ever drunk so much water as I did on that mountain. But you know what? There was someone that carried that water for me. Ethan said, I'm going to do it myself. Well, maybe his strength was revealed, but I was at least smart enough. I may have not been real smart, talking about the temporal mountain now. I may have not been real smart to attempt it, but I knew this. I need someone to go with me to help bear my burden. So for $20 a day, I hired someone to be with me 24 hours for 2 days. It cost me $40. To have a burden bearer. Have someone that went with me and carried my burden. Do you know, I don't know that I would have made it if I wouldn't have had a burden bearer. Do you know that Jesus came tonight to be our burden bearer? Because He wants you to conquer your mountains tonight. He doesn't want you to live. There are some mountains, I believe, in people's families that need to be conquered. There are some things in marriages tonight that have been existing year after year, and the Lord's saying, you need to conquer this mountain. But do you remember, avoidance never conquers a mountain? I know some people there. I read something just a week or two ago. Psychologist was saying, I can watch a married couple for just a few minutes about and tell you whether they're going to be together in 5 or 6 years. And this is what he looked for. He said, if they avoid the problems and won't talk about them, they just avoid them, he said, it won't work. And for some reason, people think if I avoid dealing with it, it's going to go away and we'll just keep going. It doesn't work, folks. It doesn't work in relationships. You avoid issues long enough and they're still there. And they're going to get bigger and bigger and harder to deal with. Spiritually, it's the same way. Avoiding the mountains in our life, they're not going to go away until we say, Lord, give me this mountain. I want to face it, Lord, by Your strength. Give me this mountain. Well, this burden bearer, folks, He's there. Jesus said, come unto Me, what? All ye that labor and are heavy laden, if you're burdened down, he said, I'll give you rest. Do you know that's part of the recipe to conquering the mountain tonight? Is recognizing, Lord, I've gotten too burdened down and I'm carrying too much. There was a while back, I was carrying a heavy load, and my wife reminded me, she said, Michael, let God be God. It's too heavy, you weren't equipped to carry all of this. And I had to come and say, Lord, I know you care more than I do. It's taken my joy. It's zapping my spiritual strength. You have a burden for people and it can zap you of the joy of the Lord. Until finally it's like, Lord, I need to let you be God. Because I can't, there are so many things I can't do for people. So Lord, I'm going to give you this. Folks, tonight there's a place we need to come if we're going to conquer some mountains and give our burden to the Lord. Say, Lord, I've been carrying this and I'm ready to give it to you. Do you know that it's not by might tonight? It's not by your might. It's not by your power, but it's by the Spirit of God tonight. Amen. That these mountains, as God told Zerubbabel, who art thou, O mountain? He said it can become a plain. In other words, it can be leveled. You can conquer that mountain. Tonight, sit on the mountain, you can't hide. And as you climb the mountain, do you know there are fewer and fewer people that you will find on the mountain? Sometimes it can get a little bit lonely. But folks, it's worth it when you get to the top. I will say, when I got to the top of the mountain and got to that plateau, there was a beautiful grass, there were just beautiful grasslands. And after we walked a while, off in the distance, I saw a cross that someone had erected at the top of the mountain. And I was so tired and I was so worn out, but they had erected an enormous cross. It was about the only man-made thing you could see up there. There was a cross. And we took time to pray at the cross at the top of the mountain. It was a place of victory, folks. Tonight, if you will be willing to have the spirit of Caleb and say, Lord, give me this mountain. You will find at the cross that there is a place of renewal and refreshment. And it made all of the sweat and the weariness, it made it worth it. You know, that wasn't the end of the story. We got to our little hut. And there were a few men up there that were working on fire breaks on the top of the mountain. And we invited them to come in and join Ethan and I for worship that night. So we shared some scripture with them, and I asked them, I said, do you have any questions? And someone was translating for us. And there was a man that had some addictions in his life, and I told him, I said, the Lord can deliver you from that. And we talked a little bit, and I asked the man if he wanted to get saved. And he said he wanted to give his heart to the Lord. And he prayed for the Lord to come into his life. And he was saved that night. Tell you what, it made it worth the mountain climb. It made it worth 8 hours of some agony, some cramps, and some wondering, am I going to be able to make it? Do you know tonight that there are some people that are depending upon you conquering your mountain? That you can be a blessing to them spiritually. Yes. Parents, if we don't conquer the mountains in our life, what do we expect in our children's life? Yes. I want my children to make it. Amen. But I'm going to have to take care of the mountains in my life. Yes. And I can by the grace of God. And you can too. And the young people, there are some things that God needs you. The Lord needs you tonight. He desires for you to live close to Him. Because He has something for you to do for Him. And there are others the Lord wants to use you to bless. But you're going to find some of the greatest blessings. And I will say, aside from Mount Melange in Malawi, I have found that some of the greatest blessings in my life have come through some of the greatest sufferings that I have been through. Because it's there I found the cross. You know what I'm talking about tonight? It was through some of the tough things of life that the Lord got real close to me. And I found a place of power with God that I would have never found down at the base of the mountain. And this is the reason Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But it's also where the Lord spoke to Paul and he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Tonight, if there's a mountain in your life, now is the time to begin that journey of conquering that mountain. Because I am confident tonight, God is big enough and strong enough and equipped enough for all of us in our consecrations, in our struggles, in all of the mountains in our life, that we can say, give me this mountain, and by the grace of God, we can conquer the mountain. So I wonder tonight, is there anybody here that's willing to take that step and say, Lord, give me this mountain? You'll find a place at the cross that you too can conquer the mountain. Amen.